Jay Alvis joins us. And Jay, over 35 years in the game, media relations, PR with the A's and the Rockies and the inner sanctum of the Rockies as well. Talk show host and a man who knows baseball, and love having him on the show. Jay, how are you today?
Artie, I'm great. Thanks again for having me. I always enjoy coming on and talking some baseball.
Yeah, well, let's talk last night. I mean, I said, are the unlikely heroes or were they the likely heroes? Marlon Byrd and Bumgarner last night.
Well, as you and I talked yesterday a little bit through texting, and I've been a big Marlon Byrd fan. He's a professional hitter, and these kind of guys at this stage of their career, this could be his last pennant race. He's aware of that, obviously, and I think you're going to see a really good addition to the club. I mean, that the guy can hit. He knows that I think he's going to help in a lot of different ways. If you noticed after the game last night, he spoke on television, very articulate, very bright guy. I think he's going to help the club in a lot of different ways, not just with the bat. So I thought that was a great pickup. And obviously, Bumgarner just continues to do what he does. He's the MVP that club has been since the postseason a year ago, and along with Hunter Pence. But he certainly is somebody who's amazing. He didn't even have his best stuff last night. His command wasn't very good early in the game, and wound up coming around and pitching very well, obviously, for the Giants. But I'm a big fan of Marlon Byrd. I think he's going to really help that club.
Madison Bumgarner, what can't he do? I mean, seriously, he can pitch. Yeah, he can pitch in relief. Yeah. He can pitch in the postseason. He's got a great pickoff move, and he's the best hitting pitcher in baseball right now. And this is getting better.
He's just one of those guys. He's a baseball player. And I used to love Clint Hurdle, who now manages the Pirates, when I knew him with the Rockies. He would always say, well, he little leagued us today. You know, it would always be it was Jason Marquis half the time with that club. He'd get like three hits and throw a complete game win. That's what he does. He little leagues everybody. He gets the big hit half the time, and then when he pitches great. You wonder if he could even play shortstop at some time.
All right. See, he can't do that yet. We haven't seen that yet.
Okay. No.
We got something, all right, to talk about. All right, Clint Hurdle. I forgot. That's right. You were with Colorado when Hurdle was there. He's had a lot more success now with the Pirates. Has he changed as a man, as a manager? What do you see with Hurdle?
No, I just think it's experience, and he was still kind of learning his way at major league level when we got him with the Rockies. In fact, had no idea really even how to deal with the media, but he's a really bright guy. He's very, very funny. He's fun to be around. I really enjoy Clint very much. He's just a great guy every day. You know, the game can the ups and downs, and he was very funny and entertaining, to be quite honest with you, and a bright, bright guy who knows what he's doing. And I just think the experience that he had in Colorado just adds to what he's learned and brought it to Pittsburgh. And he certainly has taken that club and done a great job there. And I'm not surprised. I always thought he was really good. I thought he got better and better and better with the Rockies. It's just a matter of managing the Coors Field is a different animal. You can ask Walt Weiss about that right about now.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of numbers when Hurdle was there? Because Pittsburgh is numbers crazy. They're up there with Houston, maybe St. Louis with the numbers. Did you do a lot of that?
No, I did not. Clint wanted, much like Tony La Russa, Tony was a big numbers guy who I did a lot of numbers for, but it was more matchups with Clint and really was it. I think that starts at the top in Pittsburgh with Neil Huntington, their GM. I think he brought that over from Cleveland when he came in there, and certainly whatever works. It's certainly working for the Pirates at this point. But no, Clint was not a real big numbers guy. I mean, he was starting to look at him, but I never had to do a mouthful of the numbers other than, I can say, the matchups. He always wanted to know the matchups and what up was coming and that type of thing, but as far as a real detail, no, he was not into that. At the time, maybe he's changing that area. It's been a while, but I don't think so.
All right. Well, Pittsburgh, as you say, they require it, and he seems to be comfortable with it. So he's changed, and you have to adapt, and I think he's done that. Jay Alvis, Jay with us. Yeah. Jay Alvis with us. And all right, the matchup today, and I've talked a lot about it today. It's Mike Leake and Garrett Cole. You know them both. Maka was on with us earlier. Says, I'll tell you why Leake does so well. A change-up curve, and the Pirates don't hit it too well. This is some matchup today in August, August 22nd, but it has that feeling of, let's see who's better today.
Good stuff. Both guys are outstanding right-handers. Garrett Cole, number one pick overall a couple years ago, and has been a horse for the Pirates. Not so much of late. He's had some issues of late, but, you know, he's one of those guys that's going to throw out a great game here real soon, and somebody they can count on. And Mike Leake, I think he might be the most important guy in the club at this point, once they get Pence back. But Mike is huge to them. He's a huge pickup. They're going to have to pitch better. I mean, Peavy and Kane have been okay of late, but as far as really been what they're capable of? I don't think so. I think Mike Leake is a key guy to the club now, along with Ed Madison Bumgarner. He's a guy that can come out and give you a real good six or seven innings every time out. He's pitched well, very well against the Pirates this year. I think he's 2-0, and against Cole actually both times, so or more than that. So he's important to them. Cole is one of the premier right-handers in the league. Throws very hard. He's a bulldog on the mound, which I love. Must have to win. That's what they're there to do.
You know, you've been around the game so long, and boy, you had championships with the A's, and of course, some good things with the Rockies as well. But there's a certain time in the year that you say the team is starting to look like the playoff team, the team that can get you there. Are the Giants starting to get that look in your eyes?
They are, as long as they pitch. They've got to pitch. I mean, Mike, as I mentioned just a minute ago, Mike Leake is a huge part of that. And I think they have to pitch to get there. And that's really what it's going to come down to. I mean, I think you're seeing what on the other side with the Blue Jays in the other league, they're going to swing the bats. But when they run into some good pitching, like they did with the Yankees in that series, then things change. That was very much like a playoff series with the Yankees last weekend in Toronto. So I think it's the teams that show pitching now. The Giants with Bumgarner certainly at the lead. You've got to have a big horse in front. Garrett Cole is that guy for the Pirates. I think the Pirates are definitely a playoff team. They have a very good bullpen. Everybody comes out of that bullpen throwing like 97, it seems like. So, yes, I think now is when you're starting to see these clubs start to take hold and begin to make their push. A lot of guys say it. I remember Tony La Russa said, you got to play about 500, stay close, and then that last month you really push, and that's when you get over the top. So I think you're going to start seeing that now. The Giants certainly have that ability. I mean, with Bumgarner as your lead horse, and now Leake and a couple other guys jumping in. They got to get Pence back, but I really see them as certainly in the mix. Game and a half out with 40 to go. It's about as good as it gets for a baseball fan.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Jay Alvis, great to talk ball with you as always, Jay. All right, and I think I asked you this during the week. Two things. One, give me a take on the Utley trade. Going to the Dodgers, a team that still struggles. The A's beat them twice, came back 4-1 in the eighth inning on them and beat them. Then Chavez... one or two hits, and then they get no hit in their next game. My goodness, what's up with the Dodgers, and what about Utley? Does he solve the problems?
I don't know if he solves it for them, but it was rather interesting. I mean, getting back with Jimmy Rollins, I saw where they started about over 1,000 games together. That was kind of interesting to read that note the other day. I think he helps them. I just watched him last night run. He's running very well, which he wasn't doing for a while. I think he'll help them. Whether or not it's enough, again, it's going to come down to those two guys at the top of their rotation that'll carry them, and we'll see. Puig has not had a good season for him. He hasn't played well. And they've got all the things you need to win. We'll see. Obviously, that's an amazing thing. And that ballpark last night, too. You need a great pitching performance in Houston, which to me is a bandbox that left field seems like about 40 feet away when you go to the ballpark. But they're very good. They'll be tough. But there's always something missing with the Dodgers. I don't know what it is. Utley will help them, no question. He can. He's a veteran player who's been through it. The war is at every level in the game, and he'll help them. And if he's healthy, and he seems to be, yeah, he'll help them. We'll see what happens there. It's interesting. I read the other day where Cole Hamels' last game with the Phillies was a no hitter, and Utley's first game with his new club was a no hitter. Kind of interesting.
That's baseball, as we like to say. Very, very good. All right,
absolutely.
I'm going to ask you this one, man. Maybe you can ponder it for a second as I'm explaining it, but. You got the Mets, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Yankees, Kansas City, and Houston. Of those six, probably Kansas City, but of those six, who's going to be leading this thing when it's all over in the beginning of October? Who's going to be leading their division?
Kansas City, as you mentioned, they're 12 and a half up right now. That's a no-brainer. I mean, they'll be very difficult to catch. And I think they have something that the 89 A's had, and that they were there last year. They were within what a base hit of tying the seventh game. So there's something about that when you get that close and don't win it. The next year you're bound and determined to get back there and to win it. So we'll see what happens with the Royals. But I think they really are somebody we have to watch as we go through October. I think Houston's for real. Those guys, every time I start thinking they're going to fade a little bit, and they've got to play better on the road, obviously. But every time you think they're going to fade, they seem to pick it up and go and do some things. So they're pretty good. And I mentioned Toronto a minute ago. They're going to be right close in their division. The Yankees are, I'm not a big Yankee guy, but man, they're in first place. You got to give them credit. St. Louis is for real. Pittsburgh is for real. Those are really good clubs. The Cubs seem to have something going on there, and they're only going to get better. That's the scary part about the Cubs. In about a year or so from now, if they had a David Price or something, and look out, that young talent is really taken off, much like the Mets. The Mets have obviously great pitching. The Nationals, as we saw in San Francisco a week ago, something's missing there. There's something wrong with that club. I'm not sure what the deal there. They're way too good, and they have way too much talent to be playing the way they're playing. Giants and Dodgers are going to be right there. I mean, those are the guys in that league, and you want to win the division. You don't want to play that crazy wild card game where you have one game to win it all. So those are the clubs that I think are the best. At the ones at the top now are – but I really like that Central with the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs are all very, very good clubs. Those are good teams that have a chance to do something.
Yeah, I don't think the Cardinals are a lock. I think that they're not a Jeff lock, but I don't think they're a lock. I just don't think they are. And I know people are getting healthy, and you know, we had the report this morning that they're getting a little healthier. But there's just something about them that they just don't score enough runs for me right now. And we'll see. That's what September's all about. Jay, always a pleasure. I love having you on, and we've got the Cubs coming in for three, and then the Cardinals for three, and no day off, then down to L.A. for three. So this is the time of year we like, so we'd love to have you on again.
Well, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. It's going to be a great schedule for your Giants fan to watch those teams come in and see what the Giants can do. Very important games for the Giants, all those, and certainly if it happens to come down to a wild card spot. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some of those games myself.
All right. Have a good afternoon. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Marty. Talk to you.
All right. That is Jay Alvis, always on it, and always gives you some insight, especially the Rockies stuff with Clint Hurdle.